Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sam, happy 54th birthday to Alfonso Ribeiro.
Oh, that's what that makes you think of, right?
It's Carlton.
Doing his dance.
A happy birthday to him on this Sunday morning, September the 21st. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
It's Sam and Greg saying good morning all y'all out in Chattahoochee Hills.
All right, Chattahoochee
Hills. You do a little dancing in the chair. Tom Jones can do it to you.
Oh, yeah, man, Tom Jones. Was.
I saw they had one of those little scenes that popped up, or little shorts, and when, I don't know if he's still on the show, The Voice, him and Jennifer Hudson were on there, and they broke off and did some song, just a cappella, the two of them. And you talk about two strong voices.
Yeah.
And the song doesn't really matter. You just had to see it. And Tom Jones, when he brings that soul in a way that you didn't expect.
You're right. Whew. Yeah, man.
It's Sam and Greg on this.
And the people he would invite to be on the show with him, and he'd get out there and sing with
please.
Him. He was not afraid. He'd bring people like Wilson Pickett on there.
And he would. Sing.
I said, man, you could not out-holler Wilson Pickett. But he would get on there and bring him on the show, right?
It's funny you say that. One of the earliest remembrances I have is my mother watching him with Pearl Bailey.
Yeah. I mean, they were
just cutting it up.
Yeah. He was game. He was, you know.
Speaking of people that you did not think would dabble into the soul world, I got something that you're not going to believe.
Oh, dear.
I have something that you are not. Noelle, you ready? I want you to hear something. You remember the song that ended The Sopranos? Very famous song by a very famous rock band.
Okay.
Well, somebody decided in the world of soul to give that a little bit of a twist. A little something put together by the professor, man. You like that?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. It's a little soul version of Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Yeah,
Sam
man.
And Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on this Sunday morning. Thank you, Noelle. Listen, we got Noelle coming back with us. She's going to join us because, unfortunately, we got to talk about the end of our Atlanta Dream season. Yeah. You were out there for that. But Noelle, of course, has been keeping all of us up on the WNBA season. And now that we're in the playoffs, so, like I said, with a heavy heart, she'll continue to give her thoughts on what's going on with the playoffs. That's coming up next. And then I got to let you know about some of the money flying through the air. And then you and I have a couple side hustles going on, and we're going to let you know about those later on in the 7 o'clock hour. Sam's got some stuff. If you don't know, some side hustles we got going on. I got one. You got one with CBS. I got one with Tyler Perry. We're going to let people know where they can find us when they're not listening to us here. And then D-Lid will be joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, man.
So that is all on the way, but this is the time we normally let you let folks know what's going on locally.
All right, we're going to have a couple of things. Shout out to some things. First of all, in high school football, a couple of special things happened up at Raven County. They honored Gunnar Stockton back in the retired his jersey up there at their game this past Friday night. And then I was over at Pope High School where they had Matt Hobby night. Matt Hobby is a young man who played at Pope High School, succumbed to childhood cancer, but started something called the Rally Foundation. It's raised over $450,000. So each year they play an annual game. And so his family came out the game they played against Lassiter. That's their neighborhood rival. And they put Matt Hobby's name on the field there at Pope High School.
Nice.
So I had a chance to go out there. Josh Matthews says, hello. You commandeered his office.
You were in my dressing room?
Yeah, man. It's a nice office. He's got a nice layout there.
Yeah.
It was nice being out at Pope for those games on Friday night. And shout out to Garrett Chapman for sitting in here Friday night along with Chris for the scoreboard show. He's still doing a fantastic job.
And by the way, Garrett, his voice is on that Georgia Highway Patrol spot. Normally, there's one where he's in it.
Where he's actually seen.
There's another one that's running. You know, be safe out there on the roads, folks. And Garrett is voicing it.
All right.
So I just want to give him a little shout out, Garrett. Bandit, he's getting ready to walk down the aisle. So any kind of little thing we can do for him.
Yeah, but he got to find out what kind of Pop-Tarts Georgia Tech got.
Okay.
That's his other homework assignment. Garrett, what kind of Pop-Tarts did they get Georgia Tech for being the Pop-Tarts team? Anyway, let me see. I'll give you four or five high school teams that got their first wins this week. Somebody's O had to go, and Osborne got their first win. They beat South Cobb 21-20. Alpharetta got their first win, beating Forsyth Central 32-14. Decatur's first win over Arabia Mountain 20-14, and Shiloh's first win over Tri-Cities 49-0. So those are some teams that broke into the win column with a win this week. All right, college stuff yesterday. We know the Georgia Tech score was 45-24. Georgia State score, of course, they beat Vanderbilt here last year, made Vanderbilt mad, and they beat Alabama, and they took a goalpost and dumped it in the river up there. This year, Georgia State went up there, and it got bad, really bad up there. Vanderbilt wins it 70-21, final score in that game. Kennesaw State gets a win. The Owls are 2-2. They beat Arkansas State 28-21. Georgia Southern's a winner. They beat Maine 45-17. Mercer was a winner. They beat Citadel 38-0. Short is a winner. Get their first win of the season. Beat Virginia Lynchburg 57-20. Kentucky State beats Morehouse. Tigers still looking for their first win. 35-17. Final there. Carnegie Mellon 17. Berry 9. LaGrange 20. Center 6. Delta State 21. Fort Valley 16. Fort Valley still looking for their first win. Savannah State is strong this year in the SIAC. They beat Miles 45-19. Clark Atlanta falls on the road to Allen, 49-38. Lindsey Wilson over Reinhardt, 35-27. And last in the state, but certainly not least, the alma mater.
Got his hand on his heart, folks.
West Georgia with the win over Eastern Kentucky, 33-12. The Wolves are now 4-0. And Noelle come in here because Noelle went to the game. She was back on campus last night. They welcomed her back, and you know, you had your spot up there in the press box and everything, right?
Yeah, found me a new assignment. You know, dreams over and made up a new assignment.
So what was it like down there last night?
It was a really good atmosphere. This is probably the first time I've been to, like, a mid-major game. Definitely the first time that I've been with the press box view or whatever. But, you know, they have the timeout entertainment, and the cheerleaders are out there. The band was bumping. They was playing the Kendrick Lamar. They was playing the Earth, Wind, and Fire. I said, okay, band. It's a very nice situation up there. It was a very good time. The stands were packed out on the home side. And that's a lot of excitement up there in Carrollton.
Yeah.
On game day.
So you get to chat? You get to chat with somebody?
I talked to star running back Latrell Morrell. And he exited early from this game. He was a little gimpy coming in, and they took him out early because they really didn't need him. The game before, the first home game, he put up 200-plus all-purpose yards.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So he didn't play much last night, but his backfield running mate, T.J. Lester, kind of took up the slack for him last night, was able to keep things balanced, keep things going the right way. Just, you know, keep that clock moving was the most important thing for them once they got the lead. Keep that clock moving. So this is Latrell Morrell talking about his backfield.
Man, we're deep. I feel like anybody in our backfield can go get it. Man, shout out my man T.J. Lester. Stepped up, man. I went down early first quarter dealing with something I was dealing with last week. But you know what I'm saying? Big-time players make big-time plays. So he's a big-time player. So we make big-time plays.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what they're doing right now.
Absolutely. Lester, we saw him play over at Milton The team last year won state championship, and he's at West Georgia and getting the chance, getting in. You know, you get in where you fit in, and then he's going down there and asserting himself. So it's fantastic. Great job. Shout out to Coach Joel Taylor and the staff down there. They've done a tremendous job, great recruiting job. And
Let me play that cut, too. Okay. I had him speak on Coach right quick, so that'd be the last cut we play.
All right.
Hey, you know, Coach Taylor, he does a great job of setting up our practice schedule, man. We're grinding every week, Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? We always say mental days. It's just our preparation for every game is just a big process of how we win games.
Shout out to Coach. Let's go get number 5. Exciting times up there at what me and my friends used to call Carrollton State University.
What's
exciting
times.
Carrollton State University.
Oh, Sam, and you didn't tell me they had a juicy crab on campus.
Huh?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
That old Crystals is now a juicy crab.
Are you serious?
100%.
Yikes.
They got a Waffle House and a Juicy Crab. It's up. It's up at the
We got
a Waffle House, a Juicy Crab, and a Starbucks. It's up. It's up on campus.
Wait the homecoming. That's going to be
just Man, listen, it's up.
Yep.
So go get your gear, go get your pom-poms, go get your tickets, ride on up Douglasville all the way up, take a couple lefts through Villarica, find yourself in Carrollton at West Georgia, and go have a good time and go cheer us on because we're trying to go take this thing. It's year 2 of D1, and we already looking much, much better.
What's up with that?
That's all Coach. Shout out to Coach Joel Taylor.
You're doing a great job, man. But it's serving the Starbucks, by the way, is in the library. I avoided the library when I was only went when I had to. I would be a frequent visitor. Now,
Well, you know what though?
I don't know. Well, I had a job, so I would have some money to buy some coffee. I needed to buy some coffee.
But. You said have a good job to buy Starbucks coffee.
Well, that's exactly how that went on campus too. It went from kind of persona non grata to the place to be.
We had
the only Starbucks in town.
In the library.
Here's my question.
Yeah, man.
Who's your most famous alum?
Ryan Cameron, I would say.
I'm just trying to think of who that person was that was influential enough to get a Starbucks put in the library.
Oh, hey. I don't know who did that.
We was trying to compete.
But Ryan Cameron is the most famous, you're saying?
Or L. Duncan.
Yeah. Okay. They've gone there.
All right.
Shout out to L.
I'm trying to think of who we're leaving out. We're leaving out some.
And Ryan, two are big. Those two are big. I was just thinking
Creflo
maybe.
Dollar, I think.
Oh, there you go. Okay. There you go. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we had to compete with the Kennesaw States and the Georgia States and the, you know, we had to get kids to go out west. Yeah. So that Starbucks went a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. I always say about West Georgia, the thing that gets you is the campus. If they can get you out
Gorgeous
there to visit
campus.
The campus, you're like, okay, I'm here. Because that's what did it for me.
The new humanities building is also gorgeous. I'm like, now that I don't pay tuition, it's real nice up in here. Real nice up in here.
How about in the note? Isn't it nice?
Real nice.
So that was the thing.
Well, this has been an enjoyable flashback into your college experiences, folks. But we got to shut up because we got a show to do.
Yeah, we do.
But I'm enjoying it.
Let's go.
And I was going to say, this is why you know so much about Arbor Place.
Yep, out there on I-20. Right.
Okay. All right. Noelle is going to join us here again in a minute. Let you know. Just her thoughts on how the season ended for the Atlanta Dream and what to look forward to. Is the playoffs continuing the WNBA? And I'm going to let you know about some money flying through the air. You think it's slow around here, not according to the casting call. And Sam and I are going to tell you about little things we got going on the side there. That is all coming up on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 21st day of September. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. I got a lot of stuff here. This is one of those shows. You only got us for about another hour and a half. This is what we are. We're the opening act for a full day of football action. We're glad to be here, but we got a lot of stuff to talk about. See, we don't just talk football. We got a lot of stuff that's going on, and we try to give you as much information and much of what is going on in the sports world. Also, what's happening here in Atlanta, which we're going to get to, too. Shaky Knees, this is their final day out there at Piedmont.
Man.
We'll talk about some of them bands out there for that. But this is the time we turn things over to Noel. Now, it's not Noel's world per se, but still, she's got some thoughts, I would imagine, on the Dream and how their season ended and what's in store of us for the rest of the playoffs.
Well, y'all know how I get when I'm salty. Congratulations, man. Indiana. Yeah,
we didn't hear a good morning. We know she's not feeling well.
No,
it should have been me. Yeah.
See that?
But it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. It's all right. It's all right. Is it all right, though?
I mean, you had to see it live and in person. So
yeah,
so how did it feel
yeah. I mean, I tried
watching the rope slip in person?
Yeah. And the thing of it is they got off to a good start. You know, the other two games in this playoff series, they struggled from the start, but they came out and scored first. Indiana just wouldn't go away.
Well, they tried to take the physicality to them in game three, and they kind of weren't allowed to. They got into really early foul trouble. And
here's the two numbers, 26 and 11.
Yep.
26 and 11. The visiting team during the playoffs shot 26 free throws, and the home team only shot 11.
And there's still somewhere complaining about the refs. But you know what?
Congratulations. Oh, yeah.
So,
sometimes you just have to be bigger.
Sometimes these are the moments you need for the step forward, right? Like Coach said, like a dream deferred is not denied. Which was very poetic. Shout out,
yeah,
Coach.
Yeah, it was.
That's kind of where we are. There were some growing pain lessons, and you saw it in this series. You saw kind of the lack of mental toughness when they went to Indiana. You saw them rebound from that in game three, but it wasn't enough to take the win. That last 90 seconds or so, got really tough for them to hold onto the rope for whatever reason. But there were some positives that came out of it. Like, I thought it was the best game Jordan Canada played probably in a Dream uniform.
Right.
Jordan
right.
Canada was all out of her shoes and insane in that game. Alicia Gray was Alicia Gray. And honestly, that was probably the best one-on-one defense I've seen Alicia Gray play all season.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to see top performances and for you not to come away with the win at the very, very end is tough. They couldn't figure out that inbound pass. But let's talk about Naz Hillman for a second.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about somebody that was barely getting on the floor in the beginning of the season.
Got the award.
To having the last play drawn up for her. That inbound pass was supposed to go, at least that first one was supposed to go, to Naz Hillman to try to get some action at the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you went from not being on the floor to becoming a focal point, and to Greg's point, became your sixth person of the year officially last night. And she deserved it. She put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
There was a reason that, you know, things flip-flop as far as the starting lineup and the minutes on the floor went. So I don't want to take away from the amazing season they had. They did. But on the other hand, it kind of felt like the 2022 Braves, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, you put it like that.
Wow.
Yeah, you had a lot of off-season, you know, firepower, and everybody's just kind of doing what they want, and you're in individual war contention, and you're just running away with everything, and then...
Well, let me ask you a question. That might be the case. But then if you flip it, and I'm thinking about what we have watched in sports, whether it's the NBA or other sports, that team lost their superstar. But yet they have ascended. And yeah. We have seen this before with teams who have, what, Braves got the chip with Ronald Acuna on the bench, right? Their best player made their team when he went down.
Well,
no, I'm making a bigger point that they had to. The Fever is a different team now than with Caitlin on the floor, correct?
Well, we've seen them win. Now,
they
won the in-season tournament without her. And beat Minnesota in Minnesota.
In my opinion, it's too much conversation about Caitlin Clark not being there and not enough conversation about Kelsey Mitchell absolutely taking that team over.
Well,
the conversation needs to be about Kelsey Mitchell.
Okay. But my bigger point is, you know that they would make everything run through Caitlin were she on the team.
And that's the problem. In my opinion, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the difference between Kelsey Mitchell with Caitlin Clark on the floor and without. And they haven't figured out how to coexist like a Ryan Howard and Alicia Gray. They have not figured out how to coexist yet. Now, I don't know if that's the game plan itself or it's just them or whatever the situation is. I don't watch enough Fever to say whatever that is. But without Caitlin on the floor, Kelsey Mitchell put herself in MVP contention.
Okay, so now coming back, are they going to be Michael and Scotty? And is she going to command the same respect from Caitlin?
To me is going to be the issue going into next season. How do they coexist?
Yeah.
And which guards do you keep? This is like a team of 10 guards now. You got 5 of them on the bench cheering. Which guards are you keeping?
But I tell you what, it's a nice problem to have, especially you can go out and still make it through the first round of the playoffs because it looked like they might not make the playoffs, and they really had a strong finish. I mean, they really put together a team and had a very strong finish just to make it. But they did show that they could win. You would think, you know, Caitlin rejoining them would make them even stronger, the fact that they've done.
But you got to have the right coach who understands how to work. You mean, Phil Jackson knew how to get the most. I'm going to the corner office here, but I'm just saying that's somebody who is talked about as the top player in the league, meaning Caitlin. But now you got to have
talked
a running.
Talked about as. That.
All right, excuse me.
I think that's the part of the conversation that's throwing me because
that's not necessarily
a real thing. So we're having a whole conversation around something that isn't really proven. And I guess that's why I'm putting so much emphasis on Kelsey Mitchell because she is making this thing move in a way that we haven't really seen Caitlin been able to do. And look, they changed coaching staffs and all kind of stuff, and then Caitlin got injured. So we don't really know what the full game plan looks like and what it's supposed to be, right?
Because of injuries and she wasn't able to play.
But we all agree that her
she got a technical or fine or something though.
She had a $200 fine for whatever that was going on in that series, and we'll continue it as it goes on. I don't even want to put that much energy into it.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, that was a $200 fine, and in my opinion, that right there is why there's going to be a lockout.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, right? Interesting how I got there, right?
You just made my other question go.
I know. Interesting how I got there, right?
Yeah, right.
That's why we love you. I was actually going to bring up your thoughts on what happened out, and conversely, sort of similar thing. The Liberty loses their superstar. Brianna gets hurt a little bit. And then minus Taurasi, Phoenix is ascended, and they knocked out the Liberty.
Well, that's because AT been out there doing her best Westbrook impression in the triple-double queen this year, one of the other MVP contenders. And then the Liberty just been kind of chugging along all year. And even though you didn't have a Breonna Stewart, in my opinion, and we've seen this before, you didn't have a Jonquel Jones to step up. That's a former MVP also.
Yep.
It's not just Sabrina and Brianna and all that's going on. You got Natasha Cloud out there that's been balling. You got Jonquel that's been an MVP. Nobody stepped up in her absence. So that's what happened there. And the Mercury were ready to take it to them. They smelled blood in the water. And to be honest, I think some of that went on around here too. But Mercury smelled blood in the water. They was ready to go clip that thing. Mm-hmm. And then they went to the podium and talked about the fans. It was quiet in there. I said, ooh, that's going to be on a bulletin board. So, yeah, it's really interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what the Fever and the Aces look like. Asia was shocked that she was not going to be playing Alicia Gray in the Atlanta Dream. She definitely thought that was who she was going to go see in the second round. So it'll be interesting to see how the Fever respond to that, because, you know, they take everything as a slight. So it'll be interesting to see how the Fever responds to that. And shout out to Ariel Powers and Odyssey Sims, because in my opinion, those two were a strong, strong reason as to why the Fever's been able to make this push right now. So shout out to them too. I mean,
I can't let you go. He just started the music.
Yeah.
She's gonna make us wait for this whole thing about the lockout.
No, go ahead.
No, I want you to give us like a
oh, how I got
version.
There?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is my thought process. Caitlin Clark did something that the league considered. We're not talking about fans and none of Twitter and social media, none of that other stuff. The league considered to be, I think it was unsportsmanlike conduct, whatever it is she did, whatever. They fined her $200, to which she LOL'd it. She went online and said, laugh out loud, here's your little $200, bench mob is going to go even crazier.
Okay.
Okay. So if you can't even give fines that mean anything to your players, what is a lockout going to mean? Because you're fining them $200 based on what they make from
what
you.
What they make, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So you can't even fine them in a way that's financially advantageous to them. It doesn't mean anything to them. What does that $200 mean to Caitlin Clark? So in a grand scheme, what is $75,000, $100,000 going to mean in a season? And I don't think the league has really grasped that concept. And that $200 fine kind of showed me.
Name me a league that fines the players equal to the money that they make, professional. I don't know of any.
I mean, I'm not saying necessarily equal, but the almost $20,000 fine that Saquon Barkley got feels a little more like, quote unquote, a punishment than a $200 fine. That's like when you get a $200 seatbelt ticket or whatever. It doesn't necessarily stop somebody from putting on a seatbelt or doing whatever it is they're doing. So if you can't even find them in a way that even means anything, that like they literally laughed at you.
So this is going to be part of the new CBA is going to be coming up. It's around the corner. They obviously are going to address this in there, don't you think?
It's not about the fine itself. It's about what can you do for me? We're talking about getting more money, and you're trying to cap me and keep me here and not go overseas or not do Unrivaled or all of these things under the guise of you can't be in the league and what the league can do for you. And I don't think they really understand how much power these players have garnered on their own. Like, what's to stop StubBuzz from taking their cameras to Tokyo or wherever and go playing ball out there and watching everybody watching their stream out there?
I don't know. I was asking another question. You kind of answered it, but again, I don't know what is going to change with the new contract, the league contract, the new CBA. What in that is going to make to answer your questions and to keep the players from even threatening to jump? All the things that you just addressed.
More money, more facilities, more, more, more. And right now, it's no, no, no. Right now, what we're hearing is no, no, no from the other side.
My question is, has there been any conversation about a TV contract that's going to be providing some kind of revenue stream that's going to bring these guys up as far as their pay?
They are headed towards the TV contract. There's no way you're going to sign a contract that's not going to bring you up. But if you have owners out here creating these teams with these huge evaluations, like the Valkyrie are already at $500 million. They've only existed for 2 minutes. So the money is here.
Oh, we all know the money's here. It seems like the hurdles that you keep bringing up when we talk about this, they're knocking. It's whack-a-ball, right? Okay, we got this one taken care of. Okay, we got to get this next one. And everything is being put into, like, receipts for when they get in and negotiate the CBA. If I'm hearing you correctly.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Like, you have people lobbying for, this first series shouldn't be 3 games. It should be 5 games. Okay, well, that's more games. That's more wear and tear on my body. That's more this. That's more that. And they don't want to pay. You see what I'm saying? Like,
Everything
that they want to do to grow the league is at the expense of the players. But every time the players ask for something, is we can't do that.
Yeah.
And they're about to run up into a wall.
Well, there you go. See, again, this is why we got Noah Hill bringing us.
In my opinion, this is my opinion.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
It is. It's going to be real interesting. Anyway, this is what we do for you on a Sunday morning. We give you all kinds of sports. The opening act for a full day of football action. We got the Wade Ford tailgate coming up after us, but up next, we into the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to hear D. Orlando Ledbetter getting you set for Falcons in Carolina. We're going to talk some more college football. But up next, there is money flying through the air, and Sam and Greg are up to some things other than what we do here. Going to let you know about that. Up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is the website. Check out all the fun stuff that happens during the week here on our website. This is the inspiration behind most of the joy of my youth, Sam, is Bugs Bunny.
Not just your youth, mine too.
And we pay tribute to Chuck Jones on this day.
Okay.
The guy who invented Bugs Bunny. Not the actual artist, but he is the animator.
Okay.
And the guy who kind of created Bugs Bunny and all those other characters.
Yep.
So Chuck Jones. Got to throw something at it out. On this Sunday morning, 21st day of September. Now, stay with me here. There was a guy who was the baritone, the low singer for the band or the group, The Four Seasons. Right? Frankie Valli and The Four Seasons.
Right.
And he passed a couple of years ago. His name was Tommy DeVito. And it got me thinking about the now more famous Tommy DeVito, who's actually a backup quarterback. He was now doing commercials. I'm seeing this dude use. No one else give me the thumbs up. Yep. I'm seeing Tommy DeVito in these commercials lately. I forgot which one it was, but he's you know, NIL. God bless him. really, it threw me off here. This is the time when normally we have the 4-hour show. We give you a full blown, but we're going to kind of mix some things together here. But I let you know what's going on as far as jobs in the industry. It is still here, and I'm going to tell you what. It may not be as busy as it used to be, but I got a full boat of job opportunities here.
This stuff happened, man.
And if I send you guys to the website of the casting directors, you will be surprised. But this is one, because you know, you and I both spend a lot of time doing what we can for others. And we talk about those who do things for others. We highlight that. Something that we have embraced since you and I have been working together. And when I get an opportunity to talk about something, albeit in the film industry or wherever it is, I'm going to highlight it. And the first breakdown that you're going to see on the latest casting call, mm-hmm. which, by the way, you can see at 92.9thegame.com/casting call or at Get Cast with Greg on X, is from Casting All Talent. Casting All Talent is DeShea, the woman who we have on right around the Super Bowl. She finds the cats.
Okay.
For the puppy bowl.
Okay.
This casting director finds the cats that they use for the halftime show of the Puppy Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
So anyway, she's doing a project right now, and this is called Take a Bite Out of Blood Cancers. And there's a run. I didn't even know about this run. Seeking volunteers for the local nonprofit race supporting leukemia and lymphoma, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Mm-hmm. It's called a Zombie Run. Did you know about this?
Did not know that.
They are looking for 5 zombie actors, people comfortable doing their own, you know, makeup, comfortable with the volunteer.
They don't run very well, do they?
Well, it doesn't really matter, I don't think. It's going to happen on October 25th out in Covington.
Okay.
It's the Vampire Run, and the guy who started this, Scotty Scoggins.
Mm-hmm.
What has it been? Scotty, I hope I got your name right there. Yeah, they're out there by Mystic Cafe in Covington.
Right,
you know,
right.
Doing stuff out there. And by the way, we're going to have Angie on here, too, because they got something coming up, too. They got a big weekend. They had some of the folks from Vampire Diaries coming back. People from around the world head to Covington to go out there and see this place where that thing was filmed. But anyway, back in Covington, you have got the, like I said, the Zombie Run. It is going to be October 25th. And I have got all the links to all the places you can see this on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, all of that. It is the Zombie Run. Again, and this is obviously not a job. It's something we would like you to participate in if you can.
Yeah.
So, again, this is out in Covington. And Scotty Scoggins. Make sure I get his name right there. Anyway, things get going at 8:30 on the 25th. Now, Cab Casting, they are looking for an older – I shouldn't say it like that. That's how he wrote it. I'm going to say a mature.
Okay.
Black woman.
We'll allow that.
Yeah. You don't want to put them out there. This is going to be you're going to have to appear like you are bedridden. And it's going to be a couple day shoot, 75 to 85 years old. But again, we got roles for infants. We got them for, 75-year-olds. So you'll see that one on the breakdown. Now moving into Hilton Casting, doing a new movie called Scary Movie. This is what I needed last week. Remember when my birthday happened and I was talking about 3 of us going out to Six Flags?
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's an actual scene that they need people to be a part of, and it's at a theme park. Yep. Scary movie.
So you get to go?
Yeah, apparently. Hilton Casting is looking for men and women for an exterior theme park scene. Where else are you going to do it at? Got to go out to Six Flags. Theme park patrons, theme park employees. It's going to happen October 2nd. And they're still looking for a kids choir. Extras cast in Atlanta. They are looking for everything from a country band, 5 to 7 artists, to a drummer, 18 plus.
Okay.
To bands and individual musicians. These 3 breakdowns you will see on the casting call under Extras Cast in Atlanta. And then finally, you need a male stand-in. Caucasian, male, brown hair, 6 feet. There's a couple needs for those guys. For 2 Caucasian males they're looking for, one more athletically built than the other. But again, check out the breakdowns. Grab this money because it is flying through the air. People have been asking me about this stuff, and it's like there's still jobs going on. They're going to be up in Lawrenceville. CL Casting is doing a project called JPI. This is about to wrap soon, but they're just looking for people up in the Lawrenceville area who want to be on set.
Okay.
So you'll see that there, and still looking for a caricature artist. Folks, I'm going to keep doing this for you. It's here, and they are reaching out to the Atlanta community. And so as long as I got this platform, I'm going to let you know how you can find this money. Holiday money, as we like to say,
mm-hmm.
right around this time of year. So,
although it doesn't feel like it outside.
No, I don't.
Oh, boy, you know.
Well, holiday in Phoenix.
Yeah, bro. This summer don't want to let us go, man.
It really won't. And it's gone by pretty quick, too.
Yeah.
And again, those are the jobs in front of the camera. I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the camera. You want to get on a crew with your skill set, electrician, carpenter, driver, whatever it is. Walk you through how to find those. Greg.Clarkson@odyssey.com. Shoot me an email and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And like I said, get cast with Greg on X. You can see the list and 929thegame.com/castingcall.
There you go.
There you go. Now.
That thing's happening.
Yes. Let me just continue since I'm rapping here, just rambling here, and tell you about the Instagram for Hollywood at the Hospital.
Okay.
We started this. We had the first where I brought out makeup artists from the film industry out mm-hmm. to the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital. We did this on August 14th. That was the first one. We're going to have another one on, the week either leading up to Halloween or the 2 weeks leading up to, because I've got makeup artists coming out of the woodwork. been in touch with Anna Glenn and Wendy and Nicholas out there at the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital. And I knew that once we got past the first one, Sam, we'd have a ton of makeup artists that have reached out to me. So if you want to just see the few pictures, and like, again, this is one of those things where we're just going to put up the pictures after each event so you can see what's going on out there. And if you'd like to participate and bring your skills to the hospital and make these kids smile, there's a link on there where you can send me your contact information. But Hollywood at the hospital, you'll see that on Instagram.
Fantastic.
There you go.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm trying to, you know, we're just,
you know,
trying to.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Folks, you know? It took a minute to get it together, and we were going to try and go with stunts. And this, well, I told you how that day was for me. When just thinking about it now, it gives me goosebumps. I feel so pretty. People know what I'm talking about. You make these kids smile. You know.
Nothing else like it.
Yeah, you need to jump in right now because I'm just going to start.
It. No, man, we're doing great.
But we promised the people we got something. You and I got something going on that.
We're not together.
No. But we should let people know about it.
People think we so what are those two doing?
And let me get mine out of the way because mine has kind of already been talked about, but yours we want to spend a little bit more time with. But season two of Beauty in Black, Tyler Perry's Beauty in Black, is airing. And if you want to check it out, I should say Aaron, it's over on Netflix. So you can watch the whole season. But I've been hearing from people, and so I just want you to know that I want to thank you. I have not seen one episode, but I hear it's tremendous. I can't look at myself.
Why not?
I just can't. And I'm in a long line of people who are like that. I go on there, and I find my scenes when I have to peel them off and put them on my demo. But, you know, sitting there and watching, my ego ain't that big. And I don't learn anything from that. And one of the things is, and it's got nothing to do with Tyler Perry, it's got to do with all projects that you do. This is why theater actors say, you want to act, you get in theater. Because when you get in movies and TV shows, you really have no control over the scene that's being shown at the end of the day. The editors are doing that, the producers, directors, they're deciding on which one. And actors will always tell you, it's never the one that you really liked or the one that you felt was your best job.
Right.
But that's, you know. You get used to that and you deal with it. And I'm not at that level where I can complain about it yet. But anyway, please, 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 please check out season two, Beauty in Black, over on Netflix. And embrace the work of James the Butler. All right, man. So let's talk about you.
Okay.
Because it's been a minute since people – see, because the funny thing is you are back where everybody remembers you from in the first place. Now, I'm not talking about you, you know, the colleges and others and on the field report. They remember you from standing
maybe
up
not.
There. Well, no, I think most of the folks have a fond memory of you bringing them up on the day's sporting events here in the city of Atlanta and then from time to time around the country. And you are back. Mr. Crenshaw, please tell everybody where you're at.
Oh, man. I don't know if it's here back. It'd be able to make it all dramatic and whatnot. But it's been this was week one. For CBS News Atlanta. It's the new CBS News Atlanta. Of course, I've been doing some work with 69, which is a property that people may not have known is actually owned by CBS Network. The CBS affiliation was elsewhere in the market, but now that affiliation has, you know, was let go from that station and has come to the station and the property that actually is owned and operated by CBS Paramount, and that's 69. So that is, it's an all new operation, all new people. Some people I do know. And we're still adding folks. You know, you go every week and you go in and then, oh, pleased to meet you, welcome. You know, so it's that been that kind of thing, but pleasantly surprised with an opportunity that has come my way. And so we're going to work. Jobina Fortson Evans is our anchor, and she's amazing. And she's local. She's from the area. Has worked out in the San Francisco area for some time. And the thing that people tune in, right now we're doing the 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock. People are already asking, when are you going to do the morning show?
Yeah.
We're trying to get the 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock thing right first. But
that's what we should do. We should go in there and negotiate.
Is it 6 o'clock and 11
we'll
o'clock?
Get Gail King to make a call for us.
Hey, we give Gail a call, right? So it's been very nice. A lot of people from CBS Network have been in town this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Had an event over in West Midtown that
was. We got a problem with
a lot
that.
Of people that because some folks that you've worked with.
We got a problem with you. Dropped the ball, Sam.
Well,
you had a chance.
Hey man, I'm around there looking at my watch and saying, what time I got to get back to do what I got to do, because that's the thing. You know, you go to one of those events and there are people around and you see trays of food going by and you leave hungry.
Yeah, well, that's on you.
Because your purpose is there to meet these people who've come from out of town and to shake hands and let people know what you're doing. And we did that.
Yeah.
But there are trays of food floating by and drinking. You know, I can't have nothing to drink and go back on there. I'll be blah, 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 blah. So we are going to do that.
Thinking of Looney Tunes. Yeah, we?
Right. But it was very nice to meet David Bignow, correspondent for CBS News. I had a chance to meet him. So. To know you have the support of people at that level and to go out and do what you do, we're going to do that. So we're just getting used to it, and the set is amazing. It's a virtual set. Mm-hmm. It's a big old green bathtub. It's like the whole room. People say, well, we got a green screen. No, we got a green room.
Got a green room. Well, me and your mother are so proud of you. We really are. And we can't wait to watch you every night doing the news. Hey, man, no, I really am. Because I talk about the stuff that I do here, and you have not as much as I have. So I'm so happy that you get a chance to spread your wings and be seen by a lot of people who didn't see you first time around.
Yeah.
So I'm happy as can be for you, man.
Well,
so
I appreciate it, partner.
We will continue to we do what I do. We will continue to try to help some folks and do what I do.
And we're going
to
tell stories because they want us to be we want to be a storytelling news product. And that's what we really want to do, to be different. We feel like the city of Atlanta deserves it. And so that's our whole theme. If there's a story behind something that you see, we want to bring you that story.
Yeah, buddy. And you're the man to tell it. All right, heading into the 8 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg. Got us for one more hour. Then we are going to turn things over and get you ready for some football action all day long. We're your opening act. Of course, if you can't get in front of a TV, we got Falcons at Carolina right here. Pregame starting at 11. Kick at 1 o'clock. And then tonight we got Kansas City at New York. The Giants, not the Jets.
Yeah.
7:30 pregame kick at 8:15. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.